Already, the wearable computer has been preemptively banned in large parts of Las Vegas, and legislators in at least one state are trying to make it illegal to use while driving. While there could be some tough legal battles ahead, that may not be the biggest hurdle facing Google Glass. Marcus Wolson is a staff writer for Wired Business. He wonders if Google Glass may just be too dorky to go mainstream. Marcus, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So have you tried Google Glass?
I haven't had the pleasure yet, and I wonder if maybe upon trying it, I will be completely converted. But so far, I'm doing the terrible thing of judging on appearances.
Okay, so what have you seen for appearances?
The inspiration for my blog post, which I meant to be a little bit tongue-in-cheek, was seeing very important people in Silicon Valley walking around or posing for photographs in a way that looked very self-serious while wearing Google Glass. And I couldn't help think that, well, maybe they actually looked a little bit silly. And they didn't show too much sign of actually realizing that fact.
Tell me what Google Glass actually looks like.
The glasses themselves are sort of futuristic sunglasses style. They have clear lenses, but I can't help but think of Oakley's from the 80s just a little bit. Really, what you cannot help but see is this camera and sensor and display that's mounted on the side. Now, it's small for a camera, but just the fact of its being there, it just seems very intrusive to me, to any social interaction.
Well, you've actually pointed out that there are a couple of other ideas, supposedly groundbreaking ideas, that died before their time because of dorky design.
Well, the first was the Segway, which is kind of the classic example, because it was in the run-up to its release back during the first dot-com bubble, there was so much hype around it. It was going to change everything. And there were very smart people then, as now, saying that it was the quote-unquote game changer. And where we mostly see the Segway now is on Arrested Development, when Joe Bluth drives it around and looks like a complete goofball.
I got to go to the banana stand.
Wait, we'll take the Segway.
I'm right behind you. I just got to get a recharge.
And the other one, it was the Bluetooth headset, which honestly, I mean, I have one of those. I've used it, and it seems like something that everybody should use all the time. It makes sense. We all are pulling our smartphones out of our pocket so much. That's actually a rationale behind Google Glass. We don't take your phone out of your pocket anymore. It's kind of the same thing in a lot of ways with the Bluetooth headset, but people aren't wearing them around all the time, and it has a connotation I think you can't get away from. And I'm not saying this for me personally. I think culturally, it's kind of a consensus that wearing one of these things all the time makes you look like you're on the bridge at Star Trek.
Well, of course, these things can turn around. I remember initially the iPad blowback, and that has become so popular.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm not saying that I hope Google Glass fails, you know, but at the same time, the iPad, I remember everybody said, oh, it's just a big iPhone.
Right.
And then you used it, and suddenly you found it could do all these things you wouldn't have anticipated, and you didn't know until you used it. And so maybe I'm completely off base, and just the wondrousness of wearing this thing and how it changes your everyday life as you walk down the street will make the way it looks irrelevant.
Marcus Wolson, staff writer for Wired Business, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
We do have a link to read his blog post at wordofmouthradio.org. It's called Guys Like This Could Kill Google Glass Before It Ever Gets Off the Ground. And there is a great accompanying photo from a Tumblr called White Men Wearing Google Glass. All that's at wordofmouthradio.org.
Early versions of the highly anticipated Google Glass began shipping recently to tech bloggers. Here to give us his take on the new product, our Weekend Update tech correspondent, Randall Meeks. Tell us, what are your early thoughts?
Oh, Seth, they're amazing. Now, to give it a command, all you have to do is say, OK, Glass, OK? Now, what's your Wi-Fi password?
Oh, at NBC, it's Peacock.
Great, OK. Peacock. Peacock. Password, Peacock. 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 Password. Password Peacock. Now, if I was doing this on a phone, I wouldn't be able to talk to you like this while I was doing it. You know, Peacock. Peacock. Peacock.
And coming up, the forgotten senses. We'll speak with one of the world's premier experts, helping people who've lost their sense of taste or smell. That's later on in the show. Please stay with us for more Word of Mouth.